and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Good morning. Today, the 12th of August, Monday. 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I got David in here as our producer. Good morning, there, young man.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody.
What'd you do this weekend, buddy?
Got a lot of work done, man. Got a lot of stuff done around the store, and got a lot of organizing done.
Yeah, you were working yesterday too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right here.
Good shows.
Our local show started 8 and they go to 3, and who relieved you in there?
That'd be Ben. He was right on time, too.
Well, he's like that most of the time.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have a national day today or international day?
It's one of my favorites, National Vinyl Record Day.
Whoa, that's one of Linda's, too. She still swears by the sound and the sound that you get from vinyl records.
It's cool how we have the studio out here, the offices and everything lined with vinyl records.
No, maybe there is records in there. I don't know. They've been up there a while. When we took over the studios and redid everything, it's been about 5 years. So, yeah. But it's got a bunch of good oldies in there. Well, what's the weather look like here? Today, sunny with a high near 72. It was like 72 coming in today. And low around 61 tonight. Wow. Tomorrow, 91 with a low of around 62. And it looks like this until next Saturday, till this Saturday. And it's going to be 89. Sunday, 88. Sunny, lows around 60. It's going to be beautiful out there. So it's going to be a beautiful week, and the temperatures are dropping, at least for right now. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, the Kinney family. They've started that company back, 26 years ago. And even though they've been offered much dinero to sell it to corporations, they haven't done that. They take care of their customers. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're just good people, my friends. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Did you get a chance to watch any of the Olympics?
I didn't get a chance. No, I didn't watch any of it. I mean, I saw some news about it, but...
Well, there's sadness in Reading today. As you know, one of our good friends, Wittstrom's niece, plays on the women's volleyball team. They played for the gold against the Italians yesterday, and we've met their niece before. She's 6'6". I mean, it's a tall family already, but she played down at one of UC, I don't know, I can't remember which one she played for, but she was like the volleyball player of the year. She plays professionally in, of all places, Italy, and is just a nice girl, nice young lady. And our friends, Camille, went to the Olympics. Her niece gave her one of the four passes each athlete gets. Gave her one of the four passes, so she was there for all the... It's really kind of a go anywhere you want, anytime you want, including the chow halls there for people that hold these passes. So next week, Camille should be getting back in the next day or two. And so next week, she's going to be on our show. We're going to talk about her Olympic experience. And a little bit sadder note... Our team got swept by the Italians, who has a 6'8 player who isn't even their best player, but she's good. They have a player on there that this woman was like a, what, how can I say this? She was like a tiger out there, leaping, slamming the ball, blocking the ball. It was the Italians who have never won a medal in volleyball, men or women's, forever. Ever. Come back and their first medal was the gold medal. And it I tell you, frankly, they beat our team. It wasn't a bad call. It wasn't guys, hold on to your fingernails in every game. No, they just, it was their day, and our team probably had, it was, our team made more mistakes than I've seen them make, you know, like a net ball when they serve. You never see that. But the, whatever it was that the Italians were doing, shifting defenses, how they did it, it got to our team. But they played magnificently. Our team, a silver medal, came back and won some tough games. And I'm very, 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 very proud of them, as we should be of all of our athletes, whether they medaled or not. The United States, you know, I don't keep track of it, but you can't miss it, by far had more medals than any other nation in the world. So it was it, and the Olympics themselves, everything I'm hearing, France knocked it out of the park with this Olympics. The equestrian competition was held at Versailles. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And the Americans won a team medal in that. It was you know, we were winning medals in sports I didn't even know were at the Olympics. And, you know, this year they did surfing. Well, they didn't do surfing in France. They did surfing in Tahiti, you know, really. And American woman won the gold in that. It was, and the other thing, you know, watching the track, the people in track, our 4x400 men's and women's team just ripped. And them, as soon as they finish, they grab an American flag and put it around their shoulders. It was, you know, it's just kind of heart touching. And then you remember Brittany Griner, the woman, the basketball player was in Russia, and they arrested her and held her. Remember that?
Yeah.
For the marijuana? She was on the American team. And when they were playing the national anthem, she is sobbing. She was so touched by it. And, hey, which is what 8 months in a Russian prison will do for you, probably. Maybe she had more people in that. No. But overall, it was just a good Olympic. And what I did, because there were so many events, I was catching best of. I was recording. I ran my recorder up to like 96%, which it's always no more than 70, because I was just recording everything I could about the Olympics. I love watching it because it is the best of our nation doing the very best they can. And rising, in some cases, in the 1,500-meter race, which we haven't won in 50 years, we did gold, bronze, and this young man, going against the best runner in the world in this, catches him and passes him in the last, 3 yards of the race. Couldn't have gotten any closer. In races, the girl from the Netherlands, who is a star, was really being pushed by the American runner, who nobody thought could do that, and she stumbled, the girl from the Netherlands, and went down, got back up, and still finished for the bronze. But it was, there was drama, there was laughter, there was just incredible feats of strength. Have you ever thrown the shot put?
No.
16 pounds. These guys throw it out there like the length of a football field. No, it's not that much, but I mean, they get that round 16-pound ball out there so many meters. The winner in the javelin threw it the length of a football field practically. Just, I think, to the 5-yard line. Think about that. Think how far that is. Anyway. It was a great Olympics. France, you did a good job, and now it's coming to L.A. So stand by, L.A. You've got big shoes to try and fill there. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry has been in the business about 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. It is just a cool place to go into. Great selection of jewelry, everything from estate jewelry to Native American to specially designed pieces and everything in between. They've got the only stone cutter and the only watch repairman in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Won Best in the North State 2023-2024, and let's see if we can't get them 2025. Locally owned, not a chain, locally operated, good people, Rebecca and Henry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fast Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and reaches at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show, our community calendar, is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning and happy belated birthday, Carl.
Well, thank you very much. I had a wonderful birthday. Linda drugged me up into the mountains on mules.
And I heard the day after. I heard about your trip. How awesome.
Yeah, you know what? It's people, we live in some of the most beautiful country, the most beautiful nature in the world up here in Northern California. And
true,
the thought of the fact that when people go to places, you know, they go to Yellowstone and, you know, Yosemite and these national parks, and most of them stay probably within a mile of that center, right? And if they walked, if they hiked 2 miles or 3 miles up, they could go to lakes that very few people see. It's just incredibly beautiful. And I'm heading up to another incredibly beautiful place later on this week. So it's just, and one of the things that draws people, of course, to Northern California and Redding is the outdoors, is nature, the rivers, the trails, and all this. So we've got it. And if you're not using it, my friends, you need to take some time and get out there. These trails can go, they can be just as easy to see things that are beautiful that most, a lot of people don't. You can go to see the waterfalls, all these things.
Oh, the Burning Waterfalls.
Oh, well, there's like nine waterfalls within an easy drive of Redding that you can
absolutely
go to. Whiskey Count has got beautiful falls. So, anyway, okay, that was it. Your turn.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. That's what it's about, having fun in your birthday.
Yeah.
So here's an update on the park fire as per CAL FIRE this morning at 5:58 a.m.
Okay.
The park fire is 429,259 acres and 38% contained. This Wednesday night, August 14th, check out The Outlaw Mariachi as part of the Mosquito Serenade Concert Series located at Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road. This free event will start at 6 p.m. with the opening band and headliner at 7 p.m. Food will be available for purchase at the event. Those attending are asked to please keep your pets at home. For more information, visit Mosquito Serenade on Facebook. Friday night, August 16th, check out Four Dogs Down as part of the Friday Night in the Park Concert Series taking place at Claire Ingle Park in the city of Shasta Lake. The event kicks off at 6 p.m. and is free to attend. Look for vendors and food trucks to also be part of this event. This Friday Night in the Park Concert Series will run through August 30th. For more information, visit Shasta Lake Chamber on Facebook. Also on Friday, August 16th, join VFW Post 9650 for their monthly dinner from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Dinner is by donation only. Suggested amount is $10, and it's open to the public. For more information, call the Post at 530-365-9650. On Saturday, August 17th, Join United Way of Northern California for their Boss of the Toss Cornhole Tournament. Say that 20 times fast. Cornhole Tournament.
You have cornhoes out there?
Yeah. presented by Tri-County Banks. The event will run from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Events Center located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. This family-friendly event will also feature vendor booths and food trucks and drinks. All proceeds raised from the event will go to support United Way of Northern California. For more information on the Boss of the Toss Cornhole Tournament, visit NorCalUnitedWay.org online or Facebook. Check them out, United Way of Northern California. Also on Saturday, the Happy Valley Volunteer Fire Department will host their annual barbecue and dance with activities starting at 5 p.m. Adults are $20 and children 12 and under are $10. Tickets can be purchased at the station located at 17441 Palm Avenue. For more information, check out Happy Valley Volunteer Fire Department on Facebook. And finally, if you are interested in vendor space for the upcoming Shasta District Fair, Craft Fair, and Swap Meet, there are applications available online at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventsCenter.com. The upcoming dates for 2024 include the weekend of September 14th and 15th, November 9th and 10th, and December 7th and 8th. And that is just a sample of events happening around the area. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
That's
and
it.
And tongue twisters.
That's it.
Oh, goodness gracious, that's a lot.
Okay. Anne Marie, thank you very, very much for joining us every Monday.
You are welcome. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you. Hey, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Agency. Located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Reading, give them a call at 530-224-2345. They provide great service, whether it's commercial, liability, home, or surety bonds in Northern California. Siskiyou Insurance. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. Been in the business here well over 20 years. Been repairing windshields from the old school. He brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area so that when he works his magic on your windshield, it's going to repair, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. So it works, and he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. So bring your vehicle in. If you've got a chip, you know, that thing can get big quick, and you don't want to be driving down the road with your family, and all of a sudden, this one chip all of a sudden turns, goes all the way across your windshield, and you're going to be worried. How could you not be worried? Don't take a chance. Bring it down to Jeff at 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis, or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and we'll be right back.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by by.
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smoking Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smoking Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smoking Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smoking Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This next half hour is kind of open line, so here's your chance. Give me a call. Tell me what you thought about the Olympics, Park Fire, any of those. 530-605-4567. And if you remember, last they had, 26 people were arrested. More people were arrested. 26 people have been charged in connection to the April anti-Israel protests that shut down the Golden Gate Bridge for nearly 5 hours, trapping hundreds of drivers, including a mom with her baby and a surgeon who had to reschedule an operation. 8 of the suspects were charged with felony conspiracy. Can we say January 6th? 38 counts of false imprisonment because you're stuck on the bridge. How would you feel like you're driving across the bridge trying to get someplace, David, and a bunch of these idiots block the road? You're supposed to be going to work, and now you're stuck there because everything's piled up behind you. And it took, what I don't understand is why it took 5 hours to get them off the bridge. It seems to me they could have just thrown the policeman in there. They could have clubbed them into submission like you would baby seals and move them off the bridge. Okay, was that a little rough? Seems like they could have arrested them and taken them off the bridge. Somebody in there is just lost it when I said that. I'm sorry. Anyway, 38 counts of false imprisonment, trespassing, interfere with business, obstruction with thoroughfare, unlawful assembly, refusal to disperse at a riot, and failure to obey the lawful order of a uniformed officer. 18 of the suspects were charged with misdemeanor conspiracy instead of felony conspiracy, along with the same additional charges for 8 others. Arrest warrants have been issued. Wow. Just before 8 a.m. on April 15th, tax day, the protesters gathered on the U.S. 101 southbound near the middle span of the bridge and blocked traffic using vehicles and pedestrians who were holding signs in the roadway. When the bridge captain told them that they were blocking traffic and breaking the law, said that they could be arrested, and then they were later. The protesters were chained together. They're not going to be moving, and neither were their cars. So, two vehicles parked at the front of the protest had people inside who were locked to a metal tube, later referred to as the Sleeping Dragons. Well, maybe the Sleeping Dragons will go off to 3 years in one of our state prisons and see how they do with there. I understand about protests. I've been in protests before. Have you been in a protest before, David? You ever gone to a protest and been in it?
I have.
Yeah, usually we went to meet girls because girls were out there protesting. No. Went to protest and have been in protest. I understand it. It's America. You can do that. You can say things. You don't have to agree with it. With what people are doing, but they feel strongly about it. So,
I was young, and yeah. I can look back and say, I was wrong.
Well, I don't even know what it was about. It's not even important. The fact is you used your rights, your constitutional rights.
There's a big Trump car train coming up, and that's a great way. I like that. It's not really like a protest, but it's a gathering.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I read an editorial in USA Today, and it was by a military wife that said that Vance had no right to say those things. She was a wife of a military member, and about how Vance was totally wrong in attacking Waltz, but she missed the whole thing. She just said how he attacked and he shouldn't have done that. That Vance, you know, or Waltz is, you know, a coach and, you know, has served the military. And if you hear veterans talking about it, you won't hear one veteran. And Vance did not do that. He thanked Waltz for his service. He said, you know, he thanked him for being there. What Vance said, and rightfully so, that Waltz said things about his military service that was not true. And talking with my veteran friends from all over the country, you know, we appreciate the fact that we've actually got two people running for vice president that have actually have military service. It's, you know, that doesn't usually happen. You know, when's the last president? I think it was Bush that had military service. The Bush and Bush Senior. What the veterans are upset about, and I can include myself in this, I've already talked about it, was that Waltz intimated in statements that he had deployed to combat. I deployed in support of enduring freedom. He deployed to Italy. Okay, yes, that, you know, we have troops there that were supporting the effort in country from those places. Don't have anything about that. But he left the impression when he was talking to the reporter that he was there, and which the reporter has to, you know, still has to today. Both countries start with an I, Italy and Iraq. So I can see where the reporter might have been a little confused. However, that's not where he was. But that doesn't upset me. You know, the fact is that, you know, maybe the way it was said, you can do that. It really doesn't upset me. He says, weapons of war, I know what weapons of war is. I carried them in war, in a war zone or combat, whatever. That was a lie. But as they said, he misspoke. That doesn't even, I mean, he lied about it. Okay. What really upsets the veterans that I know, really upsets them, is the fact that he was the acting command sergeant major of a battalion. This is the senior military enlisted in a battalion. His job is to ensure the training and the morale is good. That the training will have them prepared to go to combat. That their morale is good. That their families are going to be taken care of. He is the senior enlisted man in that battalion. And there's sergeant majors at the, in the Marine Corps. You have the commandant of the Marine Corps, four-star general, and the sergeant major of the Marine Corps. Why is that sergeant major there? He is there to provide counsel to the commanding general or the commanding officer on just how these troops are doing. He's making sure they're prepared to go to war. He's making sure that their families are taken care of. It is, he has such an important part. He has a direct line with the troops. And then 2 months out, he left his troops to go run for Congress. This is what really upsets the veterans I know. And he didn't know. I've seen that. Well, let me tell you something. Battalion commander knew that they were getting that deployment order. And if the battalion commander knew, the sergeant major knew. He knew he was going to be leaving. He chose to abandon his post and his soldiers, male and female, the whole battalion, for personal gain. This is what really, really upsets veterans. You abandon your people that were going to war. And then he lies about it. Oh, I didn't know. Yes, of course he knew. Can I prove that? No. But you're the senior enlisted soldier in that battalion, and they knew it was coming. They knew it. God bless him for his service to our country. But to leave your people before you go to war is, I'm trying to find the right word, and for me it's despicable. Despicable. That he would do that. So, when you ask people, and this lady, well-meaning, I'm sure, wrote that, oh, Vance could have said all these nice things, and Vance did. He thanked him for his service. Just like Waltz thanked Vance for his. Vance didn't leave his people. Vance got his orders and deployed. He was a junior enlisted, maybe a junior NCO. But he left. He went there. Oh, well, he didn't see combat. 130 public affairs people have been killed in wars. And and you've heard the story, and I'll just tell you again. Our last casualty was Major Megan McClung, a public affairs officer. It was doing her job, dropped off reporters, had been escorting them through Ramadi, which was a hellhole back then. And drove away with the other Humvees, turned the corner, and literally they disappeared in an explosion. Public affairs. Had she ever fired a round at an ISIS or a terrorist over there? Probably not. Probably not. But she still was killed there. So, you know, when people say, oh, public affairs, I just kind of bring her name up. And they don't know what to say because most of them never served. And that's the other thing. Very small percentage of our people serve in the military. Okay. I had to get that one off my chest. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. At 8 o'clock, we have Shasta College coming in here, and we have the Fire Academy. And I see them out there with their big mustaches. because firemen have big mustaches. We'll be right back.
Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindbott. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's going to be a high around 92 today and a low tonight, 61. Is that going to be great? And then the rest of the week is going to be like that, you know, highs and, you know, low 90s, night lows around 63, Saturday 89, Sunday 88. It's going to be a beautiful week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. 530-365-3793. The election. And we're only like 40 days out from people voting by mail. And Kamala Harris still has not had a news conference. And what is really, I mean, it's kind of concerning. If you remember during COVID, Biden spent the whole time in his sealed basement, sending out stuff. But why the news organizations aren't pushing, and I mean pushing hard, for a news conference? Well, we know why. They're in the pocket of the Dems. For the most part, not all of them. But it seems to me, you know, you'd have like ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, World Wrestling, you know, Federation, all these saying, hey, we want to ask you questions. And they won't do it. I just find that extremely interesting. Why we can go this long. Now, she did talk to the press for like 2 minutes. Answered a couple questions and then ran off. The other thing I don't understand is why are they scrubbing everything that tells you who Kamala Harris is? From the way she laughs to the things she has said. I heard one the other day where she actually called people 18 to 24 stupid. That was her word. And the commentator that was interviewing her said stupid. She goes, yeah, that's why they have, you know, they're in college, they've got dorm masters and, you know, managers, because they make stupid decisions. And she was just laughing about it. That's why she was vice president, and she could say anything. As one, I think his name was Nance, vice president one time said, yeah, I compare being vice president to a bucket of warm spit. I mean, you know, when you think about that, you go, oh, of course, vice presidents have much more to do today than they used to, including taking care of the border, which, of course, that's been scrubbed. And I don't understand that one at all. How did that one get scrubbed? Everybody said she was a border czar. Nobody pushed back. Nobody argued she's the border czar. She's going to take care of the border. And all of a sudden, she's not the border czar. I don't understand. How did she become border czar for 3 years, over 3 years, and everybody saying it and her agreeing with it? Of course, she never went to the border. Went one time, I think, to El Paso and had a margarita and then went home. But how could she then now not be the border czar? It's because your media, my friends, your mainstream media, is kind of is pushing it that way. Remember when Trump said, I will do away... People, I will not tax tips anymore when I'm president. Well, guess who just jumped on that bandwagon? Yeah, Kamala. You will not have to pay taxes on the tips you receive. I wonder where she heard that from. Trump's been talking about it for 2 months. It's been big news, all of that. What else do we have here? The chaplain. I should have said this in the last segment, but the chaplain of the unit that Waltz was in, that battalion, the chaplain, called Waltz cowardly. Whoa. I mean, I wouldn't go, that's just this chaplain's consider, what he considered when he left, he thought it was cowardly. Now, I wasn't there. I've just read this in one or two places, so I'm not sure that where he's coming from on this, but it was because Waltz had left when they were getting ready to leave. Let me see. Musk is going to interview Trump. That could be very boring, David. I mean, two very, very low-key personalities.
Low energy, right?
Low energy, low intensity are going to be on. I think he's going to interview him on X. We don't know We don't know when. I guess they've made the announcement. I don't know when. The commander. Remember when I said that the sergeant major would know if the commander knew about if when they were going to deploy? The commander just confirmed that Waltz knew of the upcoming deployment before he retired. Yep. Good job. Kamala is vowing amnesty for millions of illegals. You know, but this is just, you know, I've got to jump over to, something like Huffington Post and see how Trump was seen stomping on kittens. That's, you know, that's how different they are. That, you know, Kamala is personally driving her Secret Service vehicles across the border to bring in the illegals. I mean, you read that in what, Breitbart? And Trump stomps on kittens in Huffington Post. Has nothing to do with the truth at all. It doesn't have to have anything to do with the truth. Because now you can say anything you want without it being the truth. And there's no repercussions. Everything I've said today, I have gotten out of multiple sources about Waltz and Vance. I'm not saying Vance is a walk in the park either, but people that just say these things. And here's the thing that major media has changed so dramatically over the years. It used to be they'd get a story and then they'd have to get corroborating stories about it. Not go with just one person says this. Well, they've started doing that with Trump. One person says this. An unnamed source says this. And they ran with it. And then the other news sources, instead of checking that, would take that story and reference the AP or the Washington Post has said, and then they'd run with it without checking on it. I mean, they got bit in the butt several times over this, but not one time did it back them off to not to do the same thing. Trump having prostitutes jumping up and down on his bed out of this dossier that was paid for by Hillary and the Democrats, and they just kept using that, and they kept referencing to it, even though the FBI said, well, you know what, this isn't true. They just kept pushing it. The Hunter Biden laptop, who, by the way, Hunter looks like he's going to be charged with a few other things, working with the Chinese, working with the Romanians. Hunter was out there. I mean, he was gathering the cash. But it looks like he's not out of the woods. I mean, he still hadn't gotten out of the trial yet. It was first trial. But now it looks like they're going to have added charges to him. Not that it makes any difference, except that Joe Biden now, since he's been pushed out of the Democratic Party, and he said Pelosi was the one, and he's upset about it, it wouldn't surprise me quicker than a New York second that he doesn't pardon Hunter as his last job, you know, as his last duties as president. He pardons his son. I totally could understand it because where Biden is at this point in his life, that he'll pardon Biden. He'll pardon Hunter, at least for these charges. I don't know if you can pardon somebody for charges, future charges. Probably not. Anyway. Okay. When we come back from the news, we're going to have Shasta College and the Fire Academy in here. One of our graduates from the production room is fighting fires right now out there. Went to Shasta College or the Fire Academy, and it was great for him. So we're going to talk about the Fire Academy and everything that has to do with that. And we'll be right back. For someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A proposal first rolled out by former President Trump a few months back has been adopted by Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Mr. Trump is crying foul.
Over the weekend in Las Vegas, the vice president promised to work to eliminate federal taxes on tips paid to restaurant and other service industry employees. Turns out that's a promise Donald Trump made 2 months ago, also at a Las Vegas rally. The former president is now accusing Harris of copying his pledge and claims on social media that Harris, quote, has no ideas, she can only steal from me. He calls the no taxes on tips policy a Trump idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump due to sit down today for an interview with Elon Musk. The Tesla chief, owner of the X social media platform, endorsed Mr. Trump last month. There has been a knife attack in an area of central London that's popular with tourists. Two people, an 11-year-old girl and a 34-year-old woman, were injured. They've been taken to a trauma center. Man is under arrest, nothing yet on a motive. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says the Trump ticket has a vision for America, and part of it involves healthy and growing families.
I do want us to become a more pro-family country. I want us to have more babies and more families. I want our neighborhoods to be filled with the laughter of children and thriving families. We and the pro-life community, I think, have to figure out how to better make our case to the American people and how to make it easier to have a baby. It's way too expensive. Housing is through the roof. Medical costs are through the roof.
Vance on ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. More American military ships, along with aircraft and troops, will be going to the Middle East. The Pentagon says the mission is the defense of Israel, as Iran is standing by its pledge to attack the Jewish state. On Wall Street, the Dow up 14 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Health Center may not be available in all states.
The Biden administration playing let's make a deal with the Venezuelan president, trying to convince him to release his grip on power following disputed national elections.
What the U.S. is offering is to lift the sanctions, lift the charges that they have against President Maduro and many of the government officials, drug trafficking charges, in exchange for a peaceful transition before his term ends in January. I think also what the article says is they're offering sort of total amnesty, that they're promising that they won't go after him for human rights violations or for other charges when and if he leaves power.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha. Hundreds of firefighters backed by more than 30 water-dropping planes battling a major wildfire. It's raging out of control on the northern fringes of the Greek capital. A children's hospital, a military hospital, and two monasteries evacuated early today. Townhall.com. There will be no repeat performance for a marathon swimmer in one of the Great Lakes.
A swimmer who crossed Lake Michigan in 1998 has ended his effort to repeat the feat. 60-year-old Jim Dreyer turned around and returned to shore by boat 2 days after he began swimming from Michigan to Wisconsin. Dreyer calls himself the Shark and is known as an extremely strong swimmer. His supporters say he is physically okay. Jason Walker reporting.
With a spectacular closing ceremony, the 2024 Paris Olympic Games are history, and the U.S. comes away with the most medals, 126 medals in all, and 40 of them are gold. Up next, it's Los Angeles. L.A. will be hosting the games for a third time come 2028. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is missing today, and she was upset about it. But we have another life outside here, and somebody has to take care of us, and it's Linda. She gives me the easy job of being in here. Today, the 12th of August, Monday, 8:05 in the morning, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Dave's at the helm. Good morning, David.
Good morning, everybody.
Highly trained professional, armed to the teeth. And national, international, what was it?
Vinyl Record Day.
Vinyl Record Day. Is there another one for this hour? Who
cares? It was a certain type of fries.
A certain kind of fries?
Yeah.
What?
You know, the shredded fries. Like hash browns, but not hash browns. Kind of French name.
Oh. Yeah. You know, we're going to give the French a bye this week because they put on a great Olympics. So we can all be French for the day. In fact, one of my guests is part... When we get to him, we'll talk about it. We're here with, have I done it? Oh, the weather. 92 today, and it's going to start going down. I think the warmest it's going to be is Thursday with a 93, with lows in the low 60s at night. But come this weekend, it's going into the 80s. 89, 88, lows around 60. Wow, is that great. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, the Kenny family, veteran-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans out there at Shasta Gas Propane. These are really good people. Thoroughly recommend them if you're looking for propane. 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Peter Griggs from Shasta College, who always is fun to have on the show.
Good morning, Carl.
Well, you know what? You're the only one I know that dresses up in a clown outfit just to be on
only for you,
the radio.
Sir. Only for you. I want to look good for you.
Well, I tell you what, you couldn't have found a better crew to bring in.
Oh, hey. These are
today,
great.
Of all people.
Right? Yes. I was sitting out in the foyer. Conducting an interview just because it is a fascinating group. We have our Fire Technology, Fire Academy group here with us this morning for the first half. And I really want to say thank you to them because obviously they are busy, but they took time out of their schedule to come in and talk about our Fire Academy and some of the experiences associated with
that. That's great. And as you know, one of our former producers went out to the Fire Academy, Liam Bryant. And is out fighting fires right now. Put 25 pounds of muscle on him. And that boyish face took on this hawk-like look. Wolf-like looking around. Yes. Y'all did a great job, and he loves it. So let's get on with this. I'm here with Dejon Sleep.
Correct.
Okay. That's why I said we've got... The French are with us today. Did a great job in the Olympics, by the way, Fajon. You're the Chess College Fire Academy instructor, and you've got Kyler Miracle, who is – it says here you're a student. So you're going through that right now?
I was a former student.
Former student. Yep. Oh, okay, I got it. Just like one of our guys.
Yes.
So we'll get to you, too. Tell us about the Fire Academy. At Shasta. I mean, I know you've gotten some new things out there and all that, but just tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start just kind of real quick, just let them know who I am and what I do. So I'm an instructor out there at the college, and so we run a pretty intense program that has about 40 students in it each semester, and we run two academies a year. Our director, Donovan Lacey, oversees the program. And then, of course, we have our instructor, very key instructor out there, Matt Loughran, and myself. And we kind of try to head the whole thing up and keep the thing running on a day-to-day basis. But yeah, two a year, roughly 40 students in each one, and try to get them prepped and ready to go for going out there and getting jobs, helping their communities.
Well, the now you take these young people, young adults. Maybe mm-hmm. what's the age limit on this?
You know, it really does range. I think most typically in our fall academies, which is the one that's getting ready to start here uh-huh. in about a week. In our fall academies, we actually see a fairly younger crowd, yeah. mainly because a lot of them are high school graduates.
Sure.
And so we do get that that group of people in. And that
you have to be 18, right?
You do have to be 18 okay. years old. Yes, correct.
So, Peter couldn't get into the academy because of his advanced age.
Well, we actually don't wow. have any. We don't have any cap. So if Peter wanted to come out one morning, we definitely welcome
Peter.
Him.
Yeah, you and me, right?
You and me. Buddy.
Trust me, I've seen these guys do PT.
So have I. Yeah, uh-huh. So have I. Yep. Yeah, you want me to turn on? I might need help, you know, turning on the
if
water.
If I can bring my walker, then yes.
Yeah, can I ride my horse out there? Okay. Now, their average day out there, you start out with PT, physical training?
Yeah, so we run Monday through Friday. And they start at 5 a.m., and that's their physical training, which we do for, I would say, most mornings, roughly about 2 hours.
Okay. So Liam gained 25 pounds there. He said, but there are other guys and girls out there that lost 25 or 30 pounds during the training, too.
Yeah. We often get, I get a lot of students that do end up coming back to me towards the end of the semester, mm-hmm. end of their academy, and they'll share with me that they feel like they are now in the best shape that they've ever
sure
been
have.
In. And it means different things for different people. You know, some people do gain mass and put on weight. Some people lose weight.
Yeah. Well, it's just like boot camp.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. You want to give them the best chance to succeed, and being physically fit obviously is one of the things that will help you.
Yeah, it plays a pretty big role in their training environment out on the training grounds when it comes to teaching them the different evolutions. You know, they need to be in shape and physically fit to do that. So that's kind of what our PT program is geared towards doing.
How long has the academy been in existence?
Well, you know, that's a good question. So I know we're getting ready to start our 71st, academy. And so, you know, if you end up doing the math, I think that puts it right around 1989 that
okay.
we've been doing, you know, official academies by number. But what I can tell you, is that, the fire department, I believe it was November of 1970, that the fire department was put into place. And it was basically the idea behind that was to, offer students who were already receiving fire training at the college,
mm-hmm.
To then be able to go get some real life, application being part of that fire department. So it's been around for a while now.
Okay. People, remember Measure H. Measure H, if I help me with this, Peter, was a bond issue.
Correct.
It's a bond issue, and it covered the counties out here that Shasta College supports.
That is correct. It covers, and Shasta College covers primarily Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama counties. And so part of Measure H and one of our first projects was the Regional Public Safety Training Center that we have where we held our fire academy. And Deshaun can really speak better to this than I can, but this center, and it's really state-of-the-art. I mean, so many of the facilities, they have two burn towers. I've actually been there. Don Lacey has taken me on a couple of tours explaining some of the structures that they have. It is an absolutely amazing, I would say, probably one of the best north of Sacramento. I'll defer to Deshaun on that. But we pull other agencies from around the state who come here and engage in training. And Deshaun, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest changes that was helpful for us is before Measure H, you know, we just we lacked having a designated area for us. So we were kind of spread out, which was tough. We made it work, but it was tough. You know, with that Measure H, what that allowed us to have is a designated area on campus where we can be centrally located, not as spread out. And it helped to fund, you know, like Peter said, state-of-the-art classrooms. as well as, you know, burn tower, multi-purpose tower. So a lot of things that we use on a daily basis, and as well as our cooperators that come in that that utilize our facility, we use on a daily basis.
Okay.
So it's definitely a big help.
We're here with Shasta College and the Fire Academy out there. Dejan Sleep, one of the instructors, and Kyler Miracle, one of the former students out there. And we've got to take a quick break. This portion is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, one of the best small banks in the nation, has been recognized by banking associations. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back. Are you? I thought you went through the fire.
Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I'm Tasted Barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Unleash the heat and let the hunt turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals includes crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. It has, they're on the cutting edge of technology with the new procedures where you don't have to travel anymore for the TAVR or valve replacement or other procedures they have there. The Da Vinci surgical robotic system, the XI system, less pain, faster recovery times. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I didn't even mention the fact they've got that their residency program that brings, it's got 22 doctors here and with another 10 coming next year. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Shasta College. Peter Griggs has brought in the Shasta College Fire Academy, Dijon Sleep, Dijon.
Dijon, yeah.
I like it. And Kyler Miracle. And let's go to Kyler. You graduated from there.
Correct, yes.
And when did you graduate?
I graduated the 68th Fire Academy, so that was, I believe, middle of last year.
Middle of last year. Okay, so what happened after you went? What did you think of the academy? Were you prepared by the time you got through it?
Yeah.
I mean, it gives you the basics. Now, it doesn't mean they can't show you everything that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I definitely think I went in as prepared as I could. You definitely can't prepare for it without going through it. But physically, I think I was prepared. Mentally, it was a mental challenge for sure. I did not expect the mental aspect of it. The exams
really?
Every week.
Yeah. Oh, exams every week.
Oh,
you
yeah.
thought it was going to be like a physical thing. Hey, we're going to put out fire.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just going to be you're spraying water and learn how to fight fire and go home. It definitely was not.
Well, you've got to kind of understand I guess the parameters of a fire and how to attack it and
yes.
all of that. And, yeah, it was a lot of book work.
A good amount of book work, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. So at least you need smart people out there.
Yes.
When you're fighting these fires. So what happened? Okay, so you went through the academy, and then what happened?
So graduated on a Saturday. I had Sunday off, and I started work on Monday.
With Cal Fire?
Yes.
And when did you go to your first fire?
Probably within 2-3 weeks of getting hired on.
Okay. And which was it a well-known fire? Or
No,
it's just a
small
regular
one.
Fire.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
So I imagine it must be pretty exciting.
Yeah, the adrenaline's going. Yep, it's exciting.
Dejan, how many people are in a class? Like, did you say about 40?
Yeah, we typically have 40 in each semester.
How many of them get hired?
I would say, based on what we've been able to see in our statistics, it's typically roughly 90% out of
90%.
The academy. Correct.
Now, some of these may decide they don't want to fight fires.
No, absolutely.
And that's part of that group, too.
Mm-hmm.
But when I asked Liam, I said, you got a job yet? He goes, not yet, but I'm not worried. Boom, he gets hired. Is there a shortage of firefighters now?
I don't know if shortage it could be a pretty decent, you know, way to describe it. But what I would say is for anybody who has the basic training that is wanting to get a job and they actually put forth the effort and apply,
uh-huh.
They're typically not having a tough time finding a job. Departments seem to be opening their hiring process more often now.
Okay.
And then they typically do have more positions than what they have had historically.
Financially, going through this class, how does that work?
So I would definitely recommend for anybody that is looking to go through the academy, use as many benefits and any help that you can get, FAFSA, anything like that.
Well, does their...
Yes, they are a part of the college, and so definitely recommend talk to the financial aid offices. And they are Shasta College students, so
yeah, I mean,
they would be able to take advantage of all of the
free
Shasta
tuition,
mm-hmm.
all of that. So what would you tell somebody that says, you know, this is, I'm kind of wandering through life, you know, I'm not in any trouble or anything, but I'm, you know, I've graduated high school, yeah, I'm kind of going to college, I'm kind of working, that might be interested. What would you tell them?
probably tell them find the reason why. I feel like that's a big big factor in jobs like this, is you need to have a reason why, a drive to want to do it, or else you get lazy and laxed. And it seems like a lot of people that don't have the reason why, they kind of just like, eh, they don't really care about it that much. So I'd probably tell them, find the reason why, find the drive to want to do it.
Because it's not a walk in the park,
no,
from what I saw when I'm out there. So, Dejan, you have something called the Regional Public Safety Training Center, isn't just for training, and you brought that up earlier, how people come in from all over to go through the academy.
Yeah, so we have our piece of it, which is obviously the Fire Academy, their Shasta College Fire Academy. But we do obviously share those training grounds with agencies that need to put on training for their employees.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that obviously is from local departments. That's where the bulk of our shared partnership comes from. So we do have a lot of different agencies that come out there. I think most notably that you'll see out there on a daily basis, aside from the Shasta College Fire Academy, is going to be Cal Fire. They, previous to 2003, they had two places in California where they conducted all the training for their employees, which one was in Ione and the other down in Riverside. And so in 2003, they were looking for another place to open yet a third one in the state. And after, basically going out, checking out some different options that they had, they decided to partnership with Shasta College. So Cal Fire is out there on a daily basis as well, doing training for people within their department.
Well, gee, I wonder why. Is it because up here in the North State we're in the middle of fire country? Could that have anything to do with it? You mean actually somebody in Sacramento actually said, oh, that might be a good place to put this?
Well, yeah. You never know of any of the reasoning necessarily, but I can't disagree with it. It's a good location.
I know. It couldn't have anything to do with common sense. Somebody must have paid them.
Well, the facility was also, I mean.
I know. It's
really an incredible facility.
It is. If you haven't been out there, give Peter Griggs a call.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's more than happy to set up. I mean, well, can tell you about it and hand you off to Dejan.
Well, and it makes a great segue if you are interested in the academy. And Dejan, you had a number and a contact information, but go out to the Shasta College website and do a search for Fire Academy. It'll come up. Dejan, did you have another contact that you wanted to?
We have Liz Alt, who's our administrative assistant, and she's definitely key in helping anybody that's interested or needs some information. And you can reach her at 530-242-7563, or like Peter said, online. That's a good way as well.
Yeah. Kyler, have you had second thoughts ever since you've started doing this?
No.
This is it, huh?
Yep.
I can just tell you from Liam, who used to work with us, and I got to know that young man. He's very happy. It's a tough job. It's a dangerous job, but
We were talking.
Very rewarding one.
Yeah. Talking before we came on with Kyler, just the camaraderie, and Dejan made a good point. You know, your shared misery or with the PT, or just what you go through and the amount of time that you spend with these people. And Kyler, I wonder if you could maybe touch on that just quickly. These are friendships that conceivably will last you a lifetime because of what you go through with these folks. And you have anything to think about or add to that?
So going through the academy, it's 5 days a week. Sometimes on the weekends, you're spending from 5 in the morning till anywhere from 5 in the afternoon to 7, maybe 8. And I found myself spending more time with everybody in the academy than my own family at home. So you're spending a lot of time together. You're learning together. You're getting really close with these guys, and you're about to go and work with these guys on actual fires and actual incidents. And going through PT every morning, 2 hours.
It's kind of the band of brothers concept,
yes,
that military have.
Yes.
Dejan, how about women? Is this a good job that women can do?
Oh, absolutely. I would encourage anybody that's out there, women definitely, that if they're interested or they think they might be interested, I know that the the profession is fairly male dominated, in the sense that just a lot of males, a lot of physical aspects to the job, so it does tend to pull more males than female. But you know, I would encourage them, if they're thinking about it, to definitely go out there and do that. I've seen many women come through our program and be successful, go out and get jobs and really enjoy it.
Well, I know a woman fire captain in Cal Fire, and she's gone all the time. She's working in intelligence now, trying to pull all that stuff together, but she really likes her job. And I guess we got to take a break here in a minute. I guess it would be is that my last question is it a requirement for the academy that everybody has to grow a mustache?
And that could why would you ask that?
Well, because everybody in here has mustaches. I have friends that are firefighters have mustaches. I just wonder if a woman with that she goes, I'm not going to grow a mustache. It's okay, right? If they don't, it's not a requirement. Okay, just wanted to know. Of course firemen have mustaches. I can't think now of anyone that doesn't. Maybe they get up in the hierarchy.
Well, knows? Carl, if we go through the academy, you're going to have to grow one.
Hey, I grow one for the Reading Rodeo, and then it's just,
all right.
It's out there.
All right.
So when you and I go through, you've already got your
right?
mustache.
Yeah, I'm set. I'm set.
You're probably just hand you a certificate when you walk
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Dejan and Kyler, thank you so much for what you do for our community. I have 1,000 other questions, but we have another guest rolling through here, too. I can speak from personal experience from not going through the academy, but having one of my people who I think a lot of that went through it. And Fire Academy, and you go to Cal Fire, it used to be you'd work for, 4 months, 5 months?
Yeah.
And now it's like 7 or 8 months a year at
six,
least.
Six to nine,
yeah. If you were going to tell the government anything about fire prevention, especially out in the forest, what would you tell them that would make your all's job easier and safer?
Good question. You know, I mean, telling the government or telling more or less the public?
Well, the public needs to get onto this thing, and it seems like everybody agrees we need to thin these forests out, and we need to take out this underbrush, yet for some reason, even prescribed fires are good things. It just seems like we are dragging our feet on this, and it just makes it worse every year for you all.
They're definitely headed in the right direction. There's been a lot of work towards doing fuel management and to remedy those types of issues.
So they're trying at least.
So we are trying to head in that direction, or I should say the government's definitely trying to head in that direction and make some good choices to help mitigate some of that. For people, I would just say, you know, be aware of what hazards you might have around your own house and make your property fire safe. It really does help the firefighters out in defending your property.
I did see that with this fire, the lower fire out at Mary's Lake. The people they were talking to said after the car fire, they've all got defensible space now. All their neighbors and everybody, they've pushed it back, which is important.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you for what you do and so much. And especially, Dejan, y'all are training new generations each time. And you can fill the class up, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, we have no problem filling the class. It's and we get people from out of state, too. So,
also, you've got to take physical tests and before you even get into the academy, right?
There's no physical test before getting into the academy, no.
Okay. I thought that Liam had said that he was getting, you know, that, you know, well, maybe it was training.
Well, we do some orientation before they actually show up for the first day, where we kind of show them what RPT looks like. They participate in one, but there's no requirement
of any kind. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And Kyler, is this something you think you can do for a long time?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm in it for the long haul.
That's great. Thank you so much for being here, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. What can I say? I've been going there 17 years and never had a bad haircut. It's locally owned, locally operated. They came about 1960 and been in the same place since 1968. Veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I make an appointment. So it works into my schedule. They take appointments at 530-244-9478. And Ted Leidy and I, we get our hair cut the same day, same time, so we can sit there and harass each other and hopefully not make the barbers laugh too much and cut our ear off. This is Cypress Square Barbershop. It is really a good place. Like I said, local guys. They're good people. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KTNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. I'm here with Shasta College, Peter Griggs, who is their, you're the media mogul out there at
media
Shasta.
Robert Murdoch? No. Just the PR and communications.
You do a great job, let me tell you.
Well, thanks. It's easy, Carl, with the, you know
if
what?
It's a good place, yeah.
It is. It, you know, this, our mission is to help people,
uh-huh.
Right? To help them succeed in their careers, their aspirations. It's just a great place to work. Wonderful people out there helping others. So,
well, if we ever sell the station, I'm going to come out there and be your assistant.
Hey.
I know a lot of people.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Hey, on the phone, we're talking Shasta College Wrestling.
Uh-huh.
We have Coach Razzo. Coach, did I pronounce that correctly?
You got it, yes.
Okay.
You.
And you brought with you, introduce your wrestlers there.
I have two returners with me today, Asen Meyer and Jameson McKnight.
Okay.
Gentlemen, if you want to say hello.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for joining us today. Okay, tell us a little bit about you, Coach. You know, you've been at the college. How long you been there? How'd you get to Shasta College?
Well, I'm just entering into my fourth season. I started coaching in the local area probably close to 8 years ago. I was over at Simpson College just volunteering. I grew up here as a child. I wrestled for Trinity High School, and then I went to the Midwest and wrestled the University of North Dakota, and I had been gone for about 25 years. And I moved back into the area, and one of my passions was to get back into coaching wrestling. I've been working mostly in business and doing wrestling kind of on the side, and I flipped them and decided to start doing wrestling more full time and just consulting on the side. So I started coaching at Shasta 3 seasons ago. They were just looking for new opportunities for coaches, and I just wanted to throw my name into the ring. And fortunate enough, I got the position. You know, we came in. I only had 4 wrestlers on my team the first year. Last year we had 26 on our roster, and we're looking to have about 24 on our roster this year. I've had 4 state placers in the last 3 years, and just this last season we had 5 of my wrestlers that made it to the blood rounds, and I had one that got through for a state placing. But we're getting really close to really breaking into that top 10 in the state. Our guys are really starting to grow. We're getting to compete on a very high level, and literally with 5 guys in the blood rounds, all that really means is you win one more match and you're placing top 8 in state. And we're really close to breaking in with multiple placers. I think we're going to have a really, really good breakthrough this year. Honestly, I've got a great group of guys. I'm really excited about what we've been building. And for Shasta College, I mean, we haven't had over 20. This amount of wrestlers on our roster in probably over 20 years. So we're really getting some good success when it comes to filling, you know, some good bodies in the area. We've been getting, people from outside the area too. Asen, he's from Wisconsin. He also wrestled some in Minnesota. And I got 3 more guys coming out this year from that area, Minnesota and Wisconsin. And then the rest of them are from, you know, Oregon and California, and a few locals, but we're kind of getting them from all over the place right now.
Okay,
it's really exciting. So
I got to ask you this: the Olympics. Did you watch the wrestling?
Oh my God!
How about that girl? Who's that girl? That?
Well, we had the girls did an amazing job this year. They really, really are coming on the scene. There was several girls that, and I'm still catching up on some of the matches, but, there were several girls that performed well. Some of them fell a little short from where they thought they might be, and some of them overperformed.
Wasn't there a 19-year-old wrestling for the United States, a 19-year-old female that just kicked
off? That might have been Kennedy, yeah.
Yeah.
19 and 20, you know, you can still probably be, in that younger age bracket. Still absolutely miraculous that she's able to compete at such a high level at that age. But that just, you know, as far as women's wrestling is concerned, it has just, it's been growing tremendously. It's one of the top college programs in the country. The most scholarships, new scholarships for college athletes that are being offered nationwide. It's really actually brought a spotlight back to men's wrestling as well, helping with Title IX. And it's just been good. That along with the UFC, it's been really good for our sport. You know, we've got good numbers that are coming in on both the men and the women's side. So,
okay, I'm here with Coach Razzo, who is a wrestling coach out of Shasta College, who you have to just drag words out of him, you know. No, I'm just kidding, Coach. Has built this from four people, built this program from four people to over 20 people, wrestlers. So when we get back, I want to talk to, is it Asian?
Yes, sir.
Asian and Jameson when we get back. Ask you why you're wrestling out there. But we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your last privately owned radio station around here. Local. So
nice.
Yeah, we love it here. And thanks a lot from Shasta College for your support. And so all of our advertisers, all the people that are with us, we so much appreciate it. Hey, it's 8:50 in the morning today. It's going to be a high near 92, tomorrow about 91 with a lows in the low 60s. And then this weekend looks like we're going to be in the high 80s. So maybe, just maybe, you know, the heat.
See it breaking.
We'll have an abatement in the heat. But the other thing is that helps fight that park fire when that temperature goes down. And it's just, if you can imagine, it's not bad enough in 110 degrees fighting a fire, carrying all that equipment. So maybe this will help get a hold of that park fire. I'm on the phone here with Shasta College wrestling, head wrestling coach, Aaron Razzo. And he's also got with him Acer. I've got
and
it
Jameson.
Written. And Jameson. So, Acer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I pronounce that right?
Acen.
That's what I thought. Acen. Okay. Yep. So tell us a little bit about you, Acen.
So I was born in central Wisconsin, grew up a lot in the Twin Cities over in Minneapolis, and after graduating, I didn't turn a lot of heads, didn't get any, like, significant scholarship options or anything.
Yeah.
And my GPA wasn't great. I mean, it was like a 2.9, but nothing to give me like significant academic scholarship money to go to university. And so I was just doing research on junior colleges, and there's a ton of junior colleges out east, like more down south in the Midwest. And then I saw there was a ton out in California, so I was doing a lot of research because I wanted to move to a cool area. And I was doing research on, like, the SoCal schools, and just didn't seem right for me. But once I found Shasta and I was doing more and more research on the Reading area, it just got, like, more interesting and more interesting. And then I just shot Razzo an email, talked to him, and then everything just felt good. So I just kind of just committed and don't regret it at all. So I'm coming back for another year.
Hey, so what weight do you wrestle?
I wrestle 141.
Okay. So you're pretty happy you've been here, huh?
Yep.
So after the 2 years of wrestling here, what are your plans? If you have
I plan on transferring to either Humboldt State or San Francisco State, potentially another school like Kaiser University in Florida, but I'm just trying to focus on the season and see if I can get any like scholarship money from schools that they think I'm good enough.
Is Coach Razzo tough?
Yeah, I'd say he's tough. He's tough, but he's very reasonable. He's not, if you have a messed up injury, he's not going to like think of you as like a wimp or something for not being able to.
That's good.
Do certain things.
It's okay he's to very, be tough as long as you're fair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's very, thinks long term and for what's best for us to peak at the end of the season, which is what really matters.
Yeah, you want to get into the tournaments.
Yep.
Jameson, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm also a graduate from Trinity High, like Razzo over there, and my senior year was the COVID year, so I didn't have a senior year wrestling season. It kind of messed me up. I took a few years off school and really wanted to get back into it, and I've known Razzo for a little bit, and he got me hooked up at Chess, and I've been loving it.
Well,
I'm grateful, very grateful for it.
What weight do you wrestle usually?
Last year I was a 65-pounder, 165.
Okay. You know, I had one of my lieutenants was a bronze medalist in the Olympics, and he said. I was, into the final matches, and he said, I wrestled 142-pound Romanian muscle. That's all. So I couldn't even get my hands on him. So it was funny. Now this guy won a bronze medal in the Olympics, and he had to reach that level. But it's not an easy sport. What do you?
No.
The training is it's not just training. It's your diet. It's everything in this.
Yeah. Takes a lot out of you. You got to do it really healthy to have the energy,
uh-huh.
The right amount of energy.
What's your favorite part about wrestling?
I don't know. I've always done it, and I always have loved it, everything about it. It's hard. That's one of the things I love about it. It's tough.
And that's good, because it's going to teach you about life. What do you plan on doing after you finish at Shasta?
You know, I'm not really sure yet. I want to finish the season out, and I really want to see how I do this season, and then I'll probably decide a little bit about what I'm going to do from there.
Well, there's a great fire academy over there.
Yeah.
We just had them on. That's why I was just saying that. Hey, Coach. I went to a small college up in Washington State, NAIA College. And our wrestling team, we would send back, gosh, I remember seeing a picture of them all hanging from the rope. You know, when you climb in the gym, they're all hanging on it. And, I mean, there had to have been eight wrestlers we sent back to the Nationals. Being a small college doesn't keep you from being the best, though, does it?
So it's a great opportunity for our wrestlers to find a place to continue to grow in the sport. And there's so much opportunity it can lend, especially going through a junior college circuit first. So absolutely. And, you know, I really actually have a lot of talented guys. And if they really choose that they want to go to the next level, both of these gentlemen that are on the phone today, they have that skill set, that talent, and especially that work ethic. These guys demonstrate great heart and mental prowess. They really do have a great opportunity, and it's up to them, you know, whether or not it fits with what they want moving forward. But yeah.
But that's the only thing. But that's the only thing a coach can do. You can provide the training, and you can inspire them. You can do everything, but it still comes down to those your young men. They're either going to want to spend that extra hour or 2 hours or what to get themselves to that level. And it sounds like these two young men are there. They sound like they really want to achieve.
They do, and it actually becomes somewhat contagious on the team. You know, so I really have a good group of guys that work hard. And like I said, I think we're going to show a lot of people this year how much work they've put in by the results that we'll see by end of the year.
You know, it's not just the sport itself. It's instilling that type of responsibility and discipline. Asen, do you find that helps you in your schoolwork too?
Oh, for sure. Everything wrestling really does kind of just relates to life and hard work and dedication, determination. It keeps my head, like my head straight, keeps me on a good path.
How about you, Jameson?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely helps keep me disciplined in many aspects of life, for sure.
Hey, Coach, how do people, if they're interested, people graduate from high school, they were, you know, good wrestlers, and how do they get a hold of you? And, you know, to be able to stay in this area and yet be on a great team like you have.
They can go to ShastaAthletics.com under wrestling and click on the recruits tab, and that'll go, that information goes directly to myself and my AD. You know, we also have some social media platforms that we get lots of wrestlers that are following us, either at Coach Razzo or Shasta College Wrestling, which is on the Instagram. So it's super easy to get in contact with myself. And if you have any questions or there's any part of, your heart or your mind that wants to continue to wrestle at this level, there's a spot for you, you know, in whatever capacity that looks like for each individual. We try to make it the community that we're building. We try to include everybody who has a heart and a mind for wanting to continue. And I'll just take this quick minute, if you don't mind.
We're running out of time, so be quick, Coach.
Okay, I just want, yeah, just wanted to say that Asen and Jameson, Asen is running a 4.0 GPA now, and Jameson's over a 3.0. So it shows in their
yeah. As well. Hey, you two, congratulations. We'll be following you and wrestling. So thanks a lot, Coach, for joining us today. Peter, as usual, Thank you.
Carl, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be in here with you.
Right. Hey, tomorrow, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Turtle Bay, and I think I got another guest rolling through here, too. Everybody have a great day. It's cooling off, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.